Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. In each episode, we're going to give somebody in the theater a chance to take a bow, from the seasoned professional to drama students, vocal coaches to the life coaches. You'll find them right here, giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. On today's episode is theater student Bethany O'Halloran. Beth is currently in her first year at training at the Oxford School of Drama. And as you can imagine, it's a pretty crazy period of transition anyway into a first full year of drama training. But then to have it curtailed in the way it has been with the coronavirus pandemic, well, it hasn't stopped her from staying on top of that training. And I'll let Beth tell you how.
So I'm Beth O'Halloran, I'm 20 years old, and I'm an actress currently training at the Oxford School of Drama.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there now for nearly a year, so I'm going to be going into my second year of training in September.
So I imagine this is kind of, goes without saying, interrupted your first year of school, but what has the school been doing to kind of supplement the learning, or how have they been thinking outside the box to keep your training going?
Yeah, so we're meant to be doing a production, our first production in our third term, and obviously all of this happened and everyone had to go home, but the school have been brilliant. So we've started doing online classes, and they've sent all through the information about the production we're going to be doing, and that means whilst we're not at the school we can start work, and hopefully when we go back, which fingers crossed won't be too long, it will mean we can get straight up and running with the production and other work that we've missed.
Sure. I think you'll have plenty of time to get the onstage experience and things that you're going to do. This is an opportune time. I mean, the silver lining is that, you know, studying the theory and reading the plays and getting doing a deep dive into the industry that you're joining is, the opportunity is there right now. Is that kind of how you're approaching it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a brilliant time to just connect with others in the industry and research, because the training is so intense and it full on that you don't really have the time to get to see what is going on outside of the drama school bubble. So yeah, it's really lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really lovely way actually to just see what other areas of the industry is, what's going on at the moment.
When did you know that you wanted to work in the business?
I'm going to be honest with you, John. I don't have a set like memory of when I knew I wanted to exactly go into the business.
That's fine.
But I think it was probably during my high school years. As I went through high school, I just got more and more passionate, really.
You know, I can identify with that. Although I remember in grade school, and people have heard me say it on this podcast before, I did Your Good Man Charlie Brown and sang Happiness, and then you know, the applause and things. I was like, oh, this is something cool. I didn't know you could do this as a job, really, until around high school when you saw people were, when you actually were watching television, watching a drama or film and going, oh yeah, people must get paid for this. And that's around the same time. Absolutely. And was it one thing that really stood out to you though, that you kind of went, actually, yeah, this is good. It doesn't have to be a specific memory. Just
as I started to get older and watch, you know, more and more films, things like that, it inspired me more to just go for it.
Is there anyone
the cinema?
The cinemas, well, don't we all? Oh, gosh. is there any one person in the industry that inspired you then? I mean, I know between high school and the first year of drama school isn't that long ago, but is there any difference of who inspired you at that point or the people that did, and then who inspires you today?
Good question. I think the people that inspire me today are definitely the ones around me. I always find inspiration just from the people I work with constantly, and they always challenge me, and yeah, that's definitely what drives me. Inspires me in the industry? That's such a good question.
there is no right or wrong answer. I mean, I think you've just answered it, and being inspired by the people you work with is, long may that continue. I think that I, again, can identify with that, because if I wasn't inspired with the people I work with, I wouldn't want to be working with them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Definitely. And I think it's a case of with the actors that I do see on screen or in the theatre, again, it's constantly inspired by those as well.
And what do your family think of you going into theatre and film?
I'm really lucky. They are really supportive, and my mum and my dad are behind me. And
what, right now? I know I can't see you, but are they right there?
Yeah, they're sitting just behind my bed.
Just
but they, I think if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now, really, especially with the drama school process. Yeah, I'm really lucky. Even though I don't think my mum, bless her, I don't think she fully understands the industry and what actually we have to do.
Beth, I've been doing this for nearly a quarter of a century and I'm still working it out. You're fine.
It's a minefield. It really is. It's bonkers.
Bonkers is a good way of describing it. And it's good that you know that now while going through drama school, because it just gets even more crazy once you get out. And the landscape's going to change. I mean, I think being at drama school, you're lucky to be in a institution that's going to be evolving with the times, and the fact that you're going to be training for, is it another 2 years after this year? Is it a 2 year course or 3 year course?
Another 2 years after this.
So another 2 years. It's really, you're in a great position where you can adapt to how it's going to change. Because it will change. I don't think it's going to be the same. Having that time in a drama school to take a lay of the land with your teachers and mentors, and then coming out on the other side of it, you're in a very, very good place, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing I ask everyone is about having more than just one skill. I mean, I tend to do a lot more things than just act, you know, producing and directing, or writing short stories, whatever I like to turn my hand to. How important do you think it is, as somebody who will be coming into a workforce that can sometimes feel like they're 200 people, 500 people applying for the same job, how important do you find it to have other skills that you can take along with you and build on your theatrical training and performing training?
I think it's so important. I think not just to help branch your opportunities, but to give you a better understanding of the industry. So since going to drama school, I found that I love writing. And if that's writing poetry or short plays, it's helped spark the writing opportunities, as well as acting. And I think when leaving drama school, the more experience you have under your belt and the more branches if we can call it branches. But yeah, the other routes definitely helped.
How are you spending your days, Beth? I know you mentioned it early on that you're getting coursework through remotely from your tutors. What else are you doing to fill the days, that the groundhog days? We're into our fourth week now of lockdown. What are you doing on a daily basis?
I'm trying to catch up actually on a lot of TV and films that I haven't been able to see recently. So I've been doing that a lot, and that's been really lovely actually, because it's helped me to again see what's going on in the industry at the moment and again be inspired by other people's acting.
Just a last one before we kind of get into some quick fire questions. What cast album? I don't know if you're a musical fan or, you know, more of a drama fan. Are you a big fan of musicals?
I do like musicals, actually. I really do. Yeah.
Okay. What cast album then would you self, if it can only be one, which one would you self-oscillate with?
It's got to be Hamilton, because I'm listening to that. Yeah, it's
the good thing about that cast album is you can listen to the entire story. I mean, there's only about 5 minutes of the play that isn't in it. It's a popular choice. Right. Let's get into some quick fire questions. Don't know what I'm going to ask you. I think you've heard the podcast before, so you kind of have a general sense. But let's just see how we get on, Beth.
Okay.
Okay. So, movies or theater?
Movies.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
William Shakespeare.
Broadway or West End?
West End. Yeah, West End.
You don't have to feel guilty about it. It's fine.
I love Broadway, but no, it's got to be West End.
Okay. Yeah. Clotted cream or jam first?
Jam first.
Okay. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Cinderella or Snow White?
Cinderella.
Wicked or Les Mis?
Les Mis, definitely.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
Oh, no. Oh, I've got a dog and a cat.
here's where, I hope they're not listening, because here's where it's all going to fall apart.
Oh, no. Dogs. Yeah, dogs.
Okay, good. Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Beth, those are all fantastic answers, and thank you for telling the truth.
I feel guilty for some of them.
It's okay. Now, Beth, how do people find you online if you want them to follow you on the socials and follow your progress through drama school and things like that? And how do they find out about the school?
So you can follow me on Instagram as Beth _Aharon, and that's the same for my Twitter. And then for the school, it's the Oxford School of Drama, and that's again for both Instagram and Twitter.
Perfect. Beth, thank you so much for joining me today. And
thank you.
And I look forward to hearing from you, and keep in touch and let us know when the showcase happens, and maybe we'll catch up again and we'll see how you're getting on.
Thank you, John.
Beth O'Halloran there, drama student at the Oxford School of Drama. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Thank you to everyone who has responded to our call out so far. If you'd like to take your bow, get in touch with us via any of our social media platforms at Curtain Call, that's all one word, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. Join us again when another theater professional somewhere across the globe will be taking their bow.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.